Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to call the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security to order. And Lois, please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Oh, here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Present.
We have a quorum, Madam.
All right, thank you. Let us now please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance to be led by Senator Stargell.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we'll ask that you please silence all electronic devices. And anyone wishing to speak before the committee will please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time today, your position will be read into the record. Thank you. And so I am extremely grateful to the Senate President for signing me as chair of this committee that I've served on actually since 2011, and also served as the vice chair, and certainly our Northeast Florida and Jacksonville in particular are heavy military areas, and what we do here will be important to those communities as well as the entire state of Florida, which is the most military-friendly state in the United States. Would you agree? All right, thank you. I want to make sure we introduce our staff director. Well, let me introduce the vice chair, Broxson, and you can have words, and all the other members of the committee, please introduce yourselves as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's an honor to be here. As you probably know, being from the Jacksonville area, that the Panhandle has a tremendous investment in being friendly to our military partners. In my three counties, and 67% of the economy is driven by the military presence. In Santa Rosa, it's almost a third, and in Escambia, it's almost a third. So we're very sensitive to how we perceive our position with our federal partners, and we're optimistic. We do a great job, and we have a tremendous team that works to make this country safe, and I'm honored to be part of adding to that, and I think this committee will do well in that effort.
Ladies first.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and it's an honor to be on this committee again and to serve with you, and especially in this new capacity. I'm excited for what we're going to get done. I represent Polk and Lake Counties in Senate District 22, but I have two daughters who've gone to the military, so what happens in this committee is important, as well as the domestic security piece is important, and also the space. So I am looking forward to the things that we're going to get accomplished in this committee. It's been a good committee to serve on these last few years, and I'm looking forward to your leadership in this committee for the next year.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As a fellow representative senator from Northeast Florida, I certainly appreciate and share your comments about how important the military is to our area of the state. And so it is an honor to serve on this committee, knowing that county that I'm from, Clay County, as you know very well, Madam Chairman, about a fourth of the landmass in Clay County is Camp Blanding, which is our National Guard military installation. So these issues are very, very dear and near and dear to the hearts of my community, and then all throughout the area that I represent. And I also have a as we all have family ties, a brother who's an Army Ranger and another brother who returned from a stint in Afghanistan in the Marines. So these military issues are just very personal for a lot of us. I'm excited about some of the opportunities, and I hope that, Madam Chairman, when you set your agendas moving forward, that we talk about perhaps some of the federal opportunities that may be coming to Northeast Florida and other areas of the state that not only keep our country safe but create jobs, and then also the space component that Senator Stargell shared. I know that Vice President-elect Pence during the campaign had made some comments regarding potentially looking at the federal government taking more of an interest in space. So that aspect of your jurisdiction, of our committee's jurisdiction, is something that's very interesting as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's an honor being in this committee. Never had the chance in the House to represent military. As you know, my background, I'm a veteran and retired cop from New York. But I represent Orlando and Osceola County. And the VA hospital is in my area, the new VA hospital. We also have in Osceola transition housing for veterans, which I'm very much concerned as to what is being provided for returning vets and our families from our veterans. I look forward to working with you and the rest of the members on this committee and what happens in the future to our vets. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, Elizabeth, will you please introduce yourself and your team?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Elizabeth Ryan. I'm the staff director of the committee. I've been with the committee since 2011, started out as an analyst. This will be my fifth year as staff director. And do you want me to introduce staff?
What's your question?
I'll have Margaret introduce herself next.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. My name is Margaret Sanders, and I am the analyst for the committee. I started here 2 years ago this month, so I'm going into my third session, and I look forward to working and helping the committee as needed.
My name is Lois Graham, been with the committee for 6 years. I love the Military Affairs Committee, so I look forward to being a servant for each of you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And so the meeting this morning really will be brief. Elizabeth and I spoke, and really I wanted to certainly, I think in most of your introductions, you pretty much commented on those things you'd like to see come through the committee. I had a couple of other specific ones just to kind of get us started. And I know the Senate president said we don't have to meet if it's not necessary. But I think the presentations that we've had in this committee have been extremely beneficial for our understanding of things that we need to make sure of are happening for our military community and the other areas that we cover. And one of those presentations, while I know it is federal jurisdiction, I want to make sure that we have someone here to talk about how our veterans are getting their health care delivered or not, or have there been any improvements in terms of wait times for their care. If I had read the article before about the F-35, we might have done that today, but I definitely want to make sure that we have a presentation on the possibility of getting some of the fighters in Jacksonville in particular, and in the state of Florida in general. And I want to hear the last one of the other things I want to know about is how we passed some legislation. I think it was either last year or year before that deals with ensuring veterans participation in establishing businesses. And I want to find out how that's going, if there's anything that we need to tweak there to ensure participation. And if anyone else has any ideas that they would like to see covered, certainly, if you didn't address them already, we certainly have opportunity to make sure that you get those to myself or the chair, and we will make sure they get heard in this committee. Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. One of the experiences that I had that was very special recently, and I think we've all experienced similar things as we are serving our communities, is in Lake City there is one of the state veterans' homes, and there are, of course, several throughout the state. And had an opportunity to visit with those individuals. So perhaps part of your focus on our focus on the healthcare needs of our veterans, taking that slant on what the state does and looking at how we're doing and if we're doing a good enough job. I'm not suggesting we aren't, by the way, but I would just like to hear about where we are in terms of the state-operated veterans homes.
Duly noted. Thank you. Anyone else at this time? Is there any other comments, audience comments? No? So before we leave, though, I was told that General Calhoun lost his father on, was it Sunday? Sunday. And I was just with he and his wife at an event in Jacksonville on Saturday night, so just want to offer condolences to he and his family. And since there is no other business to come before the committee, Senator Bradley moves we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.